This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Unaffiliated voters across the state are returning ballots for the Democratic primary at twice the rate as for the Republican primary. Almost 200,000 unaffiliated voters have returned a ballot. About half have been processed, with 58,000 voting in the Democratic race. A little more than 500,000 total ballots have been returned for Tuesday's primary. Ballots must be received by 7 p.m. on Tuesday. The Erie Town Council has narrowly voted in favor of a controversial oil and gas development. That's 1 week after a previous vote to reject the project. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
The Draco Pad project sparked public outcry when it was proposed. The well pad is located near a residential area in Weld County, and developers plan to drill horizontally underground to access natural gas reserves located 5 miles east in Boulder County. State regulators approved the project in March 2025 amid public opposition. And one of the last remaining hurdles for the Draco well site was a new state law that gives municipalities more control over their mineral rights. Tuesday's vote approves an agreement to sell Erie's mineral rights to oil and gas developer SM Energy for $4.5 million, allowing the project to move forward. As part of the deal, the company also agreed to plug 17 disused wells and transfer 158 acres to the town of Erie. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Wildfire smoke from blazes inside and outside the state will continue to stick around for the foreseeable future. Smoke from the 70,000-acre Cottonwood fire in Utah will continue to flow into western Colorado.